Part 3, Chapter 6. Johnny sat high on the blade machine. The aching cold wind blew puffs of snow, momentarily obscuring the compound. Johnny's attention was caught by the approaching crowd. Their combined footfalls made the earth shake. The place chosen for the demonstration was a small plateau jutting out from the compound. It was a few thousand square feet in extent, but ended in a sharp-edged cliff that dropped more than 200 feet into a ravine. There was room to maneuver, but one had to stay away from that edge. Turl came stomping toward him through the light snow. He stepped up on a lower frame of the blade machine to put his huge face near Johnny's.
"See that crowd?" said Turl.
Johnny looked at them. They were gathered by the compound. Zit was over to their left.
"See this speaker?"
He jostled a speaking horn thing in his hand. He had used it before in the drilling.
"See this blaster?"
said Turl, and he patted a belt handgun he had buckled on, a huge thing.
"If you do one thing wrong, or foul up in any way, I will gun you right off that rig. You'll be very dead. Splattered dead."
Turl reached up and made sure the leash was secure. He had wrapped it around the roll bar and welded the end to the rear bumper. It didn't leave much room for Johnny to move. His instructions had gone unheard by the small crowd. Now, Turl approached them and turned, stood with his huge feet apart, seemed to swell, and yelled,
"Start it up!"
Johnny started it up. He felt uneasy. A sixth sense was biting him, like when you had a puma behind you that you hadn't seen. It wasn't Turl's threats. It was something else. He looked over the crowd.
"Raise the blade!"
roared Turl through the horn. Johnny did.
"Lower the blade!"
Johnny did.
"Roll it ahead!"
Johnny did.
"Back it up!"
Johnny did.
"Put it in a circle!"
Johnny did.
"Now build a mound of snow from all angles!"
Johnny started maneuvering, handling the controls, taking light scrapes of snow, pushing them to a center. He was doing better than just making a mound. He was building a square-sided pile and leveling off its top. He worked rapidly, backing up, pushing in more snow. The precisely geometric mound took shape. He had just one more run to make inward, a run that would carry him toward the cliff a few hundred feet away.